This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. and British militaries responded to attacks on maritime ships in the Gulf of Aden and other areas by Iran-backed Houthi rebels as recent as this Thursday. VOA's Jeff Selden has more.
The United States, with the United Kingdom, Great Britain, and help from a number of other allies, including Bahrain, Australia, Canada, and the Netherlands, launched a series of strikes Thursday evening against the Houthis in parts of Yemen. The strikes came from the air. They came from ships on the sea. At least one strike also came from a submarine, and they targeted Houthi sites that were used to either attack shipping in the Red Sea or radar installations. Also, they attacked some of the Houthis' air defense system, some of their air defense capabilities, which would also perhaps make future strikes easier.
U.S. Commander General Michael Carrillo said on social media late Thursday their illegal and dangerous actions will not be tolerated and they will be held accountable. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he sees a path to the Gaza peace, reconstruction, and regional security after his Middle East tour. Karen Chalmers has more.
Blinken left Cairo after rounding off a Middle East tour by holding talks with Egypt's president. Before boarding his plane, he told journalists that his visit established key objectives for peace in Gaza.
First, preventing the conflict from spreading. Second, getting more humanitarian assistance into people who need it. Three, increasing protection for civilians. Four, getting hostages out.
He also said his final objective was continuing support for Israel to make sure October the 7th does not happen again. U.S. officials have claimed modest success in getting Middle Eastern leaders on board with construction and governance scenarios in Gaza after Israel's war with Hamas ends. I'm Karen Chamas.